KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies with light rain or drizzle. Picked up an additional 2/100ths of an inch since 7 a.m. for a total of 29/100ths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. That combined with the melted snow from yesterday, which amounted to 1/2 inch. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Forecast is calling for cloudy skies today with fog and rain, a high around 47. Well, while there have been scattered showers and even some snow, parts of Iowa have had very little rain since midsummer, and the continued dry weather is drawing down the soil moisture levels. State climatologist Justin Gleason said while drought conditions are lessening in some areas, they're worsening elsewhere. As much of western Iowa's third is now in a moderate to severe drought.
Subsoil conditions across much of the region show below normal percentile. Recent warm and windy days produce higher evaporative demand in the atmosphere. So the atmosphere gets thirsty. And especially for this time of year, those conditions allow for extraction of any subsoil moisture or surface moisture that we see.
We're heading into a drier time of year, so Gleason said it'll be difficult to recharge the soil moisture levels before spring.
With lack of precipitation, this makes rainfall infiltration, when we do get it, harder to get down deep.
Gleason said that lack of soil moisture may bring some help to Iowa's farmers in the spring.
The silver lining here is that moving into the growing season, drier than normal conditions will make field work and planting easier. If you go back the last 2 or 3 years, we've had pretty wet conditions going into the growing season with record subsoil moisture, which delayed planting.
Conditions could change within a matter of weeks, though, as Gleason said the trends point to above normal precipitation for January through March. Well, a traffic stop at around 5:17 a.m. today in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from Creston. Red Oak police say a vehicle driven by 37-year-old Jimmy Spencer Cooper of Creston was stopped near Highway 34 on Ironwood Avenue, and upon further investigation, Cooper was arrested for OWI first offense. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Red Oak police were assisted by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Two accidents took place in Red Oak Monday due to slick, snow-covered roads, but there were no injuries. Red Oak police say an accident involving a pickup and an SUV took place at around 11:47 a.m. in the 1600 block of East Summon Street. As a 1998 Dodge pickup, driven by 64-year-old Marshall Lehman of Griswold, was turning from westbound Summit Street into a storage unit parking lot. A 2009 Cadillac Escalade, driven by 47-year-old Hugo Lepe Duenas of Red Oak, was attempting to go around the pickup when his SUV went out of control and struck the rear of the pickup. Authorities say there was heavy snow and slick and slushy roads at the time, so no citations were issued. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $1,000. The second accident happened not long afterward at 12:10 p.m. Monday in the 800 block of East Summit Street. When officers arrived, they found a 2013 Ford Explorer in a yard on the south side of the street. The SUV, driven by 59-year-old Drew Powers of Red Oak, was eastbound but had traveled west, gone down a hill, and was in the intersection of North 8th and East Summit Streets. A 2007 Ford Fusion, driven by 25-year-old Malachi Hayes of Adair, was westbound on East Summit, and as it traveled down the hill, was unable to make a curve and traveled in the SUV's lane before striking the SUV on the driver's side. The Ford traveled down the hill and stopped at the intersection. Damage amounted to $17,000, and there were no citations issued due to the weather and road conditions. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there had been two arrests from the past week. On November 15th, 43-year-old Patrick Lee Carnes of Des Moines was arrested by police in Stewart for theft in the fifth degree for allegedly stealing two bottles of alcohol and a sweatshirt from the Come and Go store in Stewart. He was also charged with violation of a no-contact order. Carnes was released the following day from the Adair County Jail on his own recognizance. And Saturday night, 63-year-old Jeffrey Jennings of West Des Moines was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol following an investigation into an accident where Jennings' vehicle crashed into a high-tension cable barrier off westbound I-80 near mile marker 88. Jensen admitted to drinking three Bloody Marys earlier in the evening. He refused to take a breath test at the Adair County Jail and was taken into custody for OWI first offense. He was later released with $1,000 cash or surety bond. Glenwood police report four arrests. On Sunday, 29-year-old Christopher Sparks of Council Bluffs was arrested for theft in the first and fifth degrees. His total bond was set at $10,300. And 44-year-old Shane Baxter of Omaha was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for eluding. His cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. On Saturday, 49-year-old Tiffany Monson of Pacific Junction was arrested in Glenwood for assault causing bodily injury. Her cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. And 36-year-old Dallas Smith of Placitas, New Mexico, was arrested Saturday for harassment of the second degree. His bond was also set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports five recent arrests. A little before midnight on Friday, 36-year-old Dallas Merrill Smith of Placitas, New Mexico, was arrested at 221st Street and Highway 34 for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, eluding, careless driving, two counts of speeding, and no valid driver's license. His bond was set at $4,000. Friday evening, 63-year-old Norman Buchholz of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for theft in the second degree, with bond set at $5,000. Saturday evening, 41-year-old Amy Marie Knauf of Pacific Junction was arrested following an investigation into a non-injury single-vehicle accident at 108th and Jardine Avenue in Mills County. She was charged with OWI first offense and failure to maintain control. Bond was set at $1,000. Sunday night, 49-year-old Christopher Oliphant of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for contempt of court. His bond was set at $3,000. And at around 11:15 p.m. Sunday, 56-year-old Terry Lee Prine of Sydney was arrested for violation of an order. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man was arrested Saturday night on a Union County warrant or warrants for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine and marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 40-year-old Bart Dunkerson of Creston was arrested at around 9:26 p.m. at his residence and later released on $2,300 bond. And a Union County man reported to the sheriff's office Saturday night that shortly after 10 p.m., someone drove a truck through his yard in the 2100 block of Yellow Rose Avenue, tearing up the yard, and the tires flinging rocks at the house caused a window to break and dents on the side of the house. Damage was estimated at $400. Elsewhere in the news, the annual Farm Bureau survey finds the cost of a typical Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people has dropped by $2 this year. The Iowa Farm Bureau's Director of Agriculture Analytics and Research, Sam Funk, said the drop in overall meal cost comes as the turkey cost fell 7% to around $1.21 a pound. The other dishes include, of course, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, and pumpkin pie with whipped cream, along with coffee and milk. Funk said the producers of some of the side dishes haven't had the easiest year.
Some of the dairy products, such as the whipped cream that might be going on that pumpkin pie, or you think about some of these other products that come to the marketplace. It's been a year of ups and downs, but overall, it ends up being a more affordable Thanksgiving dinner.
Funk says some people like to have a ham for the holiday, too, so they did a side survey on their cost and found no change.
While we may have an unchanged price for hams to go on the table, according to the survey, that's still a pretty good factor to think about the recovery that the meat industry has been able to have, that they have enough hams through all this adversity with the pandemic to be able to put hams again on your plate.
Sam Funk says the actual cost for the meal came in at $46.90.
If you look at the inflation-adjusted price, it is absolutely lower than we've had for a very long time. So that's a multiplied blessing for a lot of families.
Funk says farmers have seen some recent increases in commodity prices, but he says they go into next year with some concerns.
There's still a lot of uncertainty as you look at it going forward. So I think one of the aspects that we need to consider now and to be thankful for is the fact that we have an abundance of food in the United States. We still have one of the lowest costs of food that you'll find. The percentage of our disposable income that we'll pay for food in the United States is frankly one of the lowest that you would find across the world.
This is the 35th year the Farm Bureau has conducted its Thanksgiving dinner survey. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.